yeah, oh yeah, can I get a oh yeah, oh yeah, can I get a...
You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
Let's talk a little bit about seemingly missed opportunity, right? I share with you before we hit record that there are times where I look at things that are happening, people holding events, for example, at evenings. And I share with you that I have to, as a father, one of my purposes is to simply be present. Like, that's 80% of the game. It's just being there, right? And I don't think people, especially as you talk about leadership, don't appreciate that if I'm here with you, it means that I'm not there with them. And that costs me a lot. So I've consciously made the decision that there are some things that I simply cannot go to because I don't want to miss those moments, that time with my family, because they grow so fast. They're in the blink of an eye, now they're past that phase, right, where you're tucking in. And so talk a little bit about maybe how to frame that in terms of a mindset to understand that as you're walking in purpose, there are going to be moments where it seems like you're missing opportunities, but that's not really the case.
Dude, that's so good. That's such a good question, Elsie. I'm so passionate about this because I've failed so many times. We all have to live in the consequences of the decisions that we've made, and we commit to be something new and something better. I think it was Marie Angelou I heard recently. She said, saw a quote by her. She said, "Do good, and when you learn more, do better." That's your only hope, just FYI. I think for me, what I've realized, and my wife and I did this super cool podcast together recently. We launched as a means of sharing FOS's top 10 life and leadership lessons learned in 10 years. We launched the FOS Life and Leadership Podcast. Super excited. This latest episode with my wife and I has been so good just for me, just to listen back through it. My wife is so wise, so brilliant. The episode was titled, "How to Build a Business That Won't Destroy Your Family." And I'm talking, she goes into this whole issue of like, hey, like we have these like concentric circles in life. And the problem is right in the center is all the things that matter the most. Right in the center of these circles is everything that matters the most. But then we have like, well, we have these opportunities and these opportunities and these, you know, and all these other things. And the problem is those outer rings, they always are trying to pull themselves into the center circle and they don't get to live there. They don't get to live there. Anything that you say yes to is a no to something else. And everything you say no to is a yes to something else. I think here's the biggest problem. And for me, this is the biggest problem because this is one of the biggest lies. And maybe you've said this, Elsie, so if you had, like, please forgive me. Most people think that the most wasted life is the one who had potential and didn't live up to it. What I've found about faithful leaders is that they are joyfully willing to lay aside their potential when it threatens their purpose. They actually joyfully lay it aside. Wait, Elsie, before the phone call, you said this. You said, "I could be a lot more successful in life if I just gave up some of the things that are important to me." What leader couldn't raise their hand and say that? If I just slept less, I could land more contracts. I could write more proposals. I could do more marketing. I could send more emails. I could connect with more people on LinkedIn. I could, how much more success? I don't even know. It's unquantifiable, but it's a lot more than I have right now. I'm okay with that. Not, I have more potential inside of me. I have more potential and I choose not to pursue that because of the things that that potential for business or for leadership or for influence or for growth or for revenue or for impact or for ministry would threaten the things that are most acutely I'm called to in life. I would willingly lay aside potential for the sake of purpose and people who God's called me to minister to. The life most wasted is not the one who wastes the most amount of potential, but spends their potential on the things that they were never meant to spend it on.
That is what we call a mic drop moment. There's nothing else that needs to be said or added to that. That is beautifully and eloquently stated. Thank you for that.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.